There was a tremendous hubbub as all the animals, overcome by excitement, chattered at once. The youngsters ran around chanting, "White Deer Park! White Deer Park!"
"We must plan for this journey," Badger said to Fox. "It will be dangerous and we shall need a leader."
He raised his voice.
"Quiet, everyone! We have to choose a leader."
There was no difficulty about that. Fox was the cleverest and most courageous animal, and all of them knew it. He accepted their choice humbly. "Thank you," he said. "Now, Toad, I need to know from you what sort of country we'll be crossing."
"Almost all dangerous," Toad replied. "We must travel by night whenever we can. We begin by aiming for the army land on the other side of the road from the new houses."
"Good. We can all pause to drink from the pool on the way," Fox said. "Owl, Kestrel, we'll need you to spy out the land. Kestrel by day and Owl at night. Will you join us?"
"Certainly we shall. You can count on us, Fox," answered Owl for them both.
"And I shall scout ahead in the long grass for enemies,"
hissed Adder.
"There is one big problem," said Weasel. "We're different-sized animals and travel at different speeds."
"Then we must adapt our pace to suit the slowest member of the party," Fox answered. "Who is that?"
"Mole!"
everyone cried. Mole cringed. He was hurt.
"So be it," said Fox. "Now, Toad, what's after the army land?"
"Farmland first, a lot of it. Fields and orchards, that's not too difficult. Then we come to the river. That's where it becomes more hazardous."
Well, we'll think about that when the time comes. Now, everybody, get a good feed and a good rest tomorrow. We'll need all our strength. We shall start tomorrow night. Are there any questions?"
"Yes,"
squeaked a field mouse.
"On behalf of the smaller animals, I'd like to ask for the oath to be renewed tonight, with everyone present. It'd make us feel more comfortable if we know we're all bound by it."
"A worthy thought," Badger agreed. "We shall call this new oath the Oath of Mutual Protection, and we must all swear by it. Even you, Adder, there's to be no hunting."
"Of course not,"
hissed Adder with a leer.
"I wouldn't dream of it."
All the animals swore, one by one.
"Then it's agreed," said Fox. "Tomorrow night, when the village clock strikes 12, we meet by the great beach of the hedgerow. Then our journey begins."